Security, Eastern Regional Commissioner Mr. Paul Rotich and his Rift Valley counterpart Mr. Abdi Hassan have underscored the need for collaborative efforts to enhance security across regions. During a security meeting in Isiolo town, the two administrators noted that safety was a shared responsibility which could be more fruitful only if the regional security teams and the communities collaborated to tackle cases of insecurity and ensure lives and property of the citizens were secure at all times. They cited the stagnation of development, ethnic conflicts and loss of lives and property among the pastoralist communities' regions as the major outcomes of cattle rustling that should be done away with to swiftly reverse the long-time losses. Rotich said there was need for strategic improvement on the pastoralists' way of life and doing away with cattle raids and other retrogressive traditional activities so that the region could achieve growth. He said the security managers should be committed to serving the community members and actively encourage them to participate in sharing information about criminal activities without covering their own. He added that the fight against the notorious law-breaking cattle rustling, which is the main drawback practice that held back the government's effort to guarantee total security and development, must be emphasized. The RC also called upon leaders from various sectors to engage in effort to foster a secure environment conducive to education and business growth. He noted that the recent voluntary surrender of livestock by community members from the region reflected the positive progress achieved through collaboration. Rotich was optimistic that a strong focus on teamwork and community participation in security matters would in future lead to a more secure environment for all residents and smooth development of the region take place. Hassan urged the local residents, particularly herders, to abandon the harmful practices of cattle theft and banditry, stating that such actions only led to greater loss and suffering. Time has come to move past these outdated behaviors as the uncalled-for conflicts hinder progress in the region, he noted. He said there were similarities between Isiolo and Samburu way of living, pointing out that both areas shared the same security hardship environment characterized by cattle thefts which spilt over to even Meru County. The crime can only be addressed through bringing together people from the region to fight and overcome the challenges facing them, Hassan said. He also revealed that the ongoing security operation in parts of North Rift, particularly in Laikipia and Samburu, had led to recovery of over 150 firearms and a significant quantity of ammunition. He said collaborative initiatives remained the only hope for a more secure future for the residents, emphasizing that collective action is crucial to fostering lasting peace and stability in the region.